Moshe Yehuda Tzan.
Moshe Yehuda Tzan.
Kopf lämmen fachen. Ich sag dir auch, was du machst.
Was soll ich dir sagen?
It's brought Shailen in Dvar Abram about somebody who forgot where he's holding his Sfiras Omer, and for some reason or other he can't find out. He's not around other people. So what should he do? Can he count both Misafik? Lamoshal, he has a Safik if it's the third day or the fourth day. Can he count him Shlosh Yom, Yom Abal Yom, I'm a monoshach of Yitza? And also he asks, when you do this, can you make a bach? And he writes that Sfira, counting means knowing where you're up to. So it's not just them that you're saying the numbers on the third day, you're saying today is three, today is four. It's because you know, you're counting that now is 3 days till the Omer. So you have to know. As ad kamala, you don't know where you're holding. You don't know it's the third day for sure, you don't know it's the fourth day for sure, then it's not called Sfiras Omer. So even if you say both, none of them will work, even if it was the right one. Because as long as you don't know for sure, then that's not called Sfira. So Mela, somebody who doesn't know, somebody he's lost out on Sfiras Omer, even if he would say both, there's no option for him, he can't do Sfiras Omer, and Mela Poshut, you lost out. The cash on the Dvar Avram, is the way he asks the Shaila is, he asks that, what would be Laniach, you could do it, if it would work to say both, he asks, can you make a bracha? L'chaira, even if it would work, you would never be able to practically make a bracha in a case when you're saying both. Even if saying both misafik would work out Sfiras Omer, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Because, let's say it's the second one, so he says, Hayom Shlosh Yom, Hayom Arba Yomim. When he's making a bracha, then saying Hayom Shlosh Yom will be a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. The mitzvah is really Hayom Arba Yomim. Because you're not sure, then he has to say Hayom Shlosh Yom, Hayom Arba Yomim. So saying Hayom Shlosh Yom would be a hefsek if you'd make a bracha. And it would make it a bracha vatala. So then he wouldn't be able to... So l'chaira, when the Dvar Avram had the shayla, why did he even ask klapi the bracha? He should only have asked whether the bechlal works, and then he should have said that it doesn't work. But he should never have asked whether he can make a bracha, because that's pashut. Chutzif, you'll say that Hayos in this case, there was no other way to be mekayim the mitzvah, because he had the sofik about it, there was no other way to be mekayim the mitzvah, only Aliday saying both, because you didn't know which one it was. The Mela, efshir, there's a tzad to say that the hefsek is called the hefsek l'tzorich mitzvah. And it could be he holds as when hefsek l'tzorich mitzvah is not called a hefsek, because you're not being mafsik or anything, you're all doing l'tzorich mitzvah. And in this case, then you had to do Azoi because you had a sofik. So Mela Efshiyot, that's what he was holding. But the problem is that there's a Rashi in Erevin, Dafnun, which speaks about a very similar case, and Rashi in Erevin is clear that you can't make a bracha, and it would be a bracha vatala if you do Azoi. Rashi in Erevin writes, Benegeh, to somebody who has, there's two behemoths here to be makriv. One of them is a Maisa Behema, one of them is a Shlomim. And the Nafkamina is, as a Shlomim, needs Smicha and Tenufas Chazav Shoik, which you make a bracha on, and the Maisa Behema doesn't. And he has both of these, and he doesn't know which one is the Shlomim, which one is the Maisa Behema. So the din is that he has to do smicha and tenufas chazav shoik on both misafik. But Rashi writes there as v'libi oimeli dein levarich when you do it, because v'libi oimer dein levarich ala tenufa deloy lehav a bracha vatala. So it's clear Rashi holds that it would be a bracha vatala because let's say the second behima that you're doing smicha and tenufa on is really the one that needs it, then doing the smicha and tenufa on the first one would be a hefsek. So that's why Rashi says it's better not to make a bracha in such a case. So Ibazoi, also back to what we're saying, is again shver that why did the Dvar Avram have a shaila klapi the bracha? Lecher should have been poshatim from this Rashi and Irvin. That's clear that whenever you do two things misafik, you don't know which one you have to do two pulas because you're not you're safik which one is the mitzvah. Then always in such a case you can't make a bracha because the bracha would be a bracha vatola, a safik bracha vatola. You can't make a bracha. So why, when the Dvar Avram asks his kasha, did he bchalal have a shaila benegev if you can make a bracha? So Zdavas and Medayak from Ashitas Balamoir in the end of Arab Sochim, that he is a Rishon and he's Chilek Rashi, and Amelie could say that Dvar Avram would be Seilich on that. Because Balamoir asked Akasha, he asked Akasha, not Shali, he asked Akasha Stamazoi, why always aren't we Mekayim, don't, like we do Sveik of the Yoma for Yom Tov, let's do Sveik of the Yoma for Sfiris Oime, and count every single day Sfiris Oime twice, the Sveik of the Yoma, the same Sophic that we have Pesach Shavuos, so the whole Cheshbon in between, we should count twice. And Amelie had come out that on today, Lamashal, you'd count not Hayom Shnei Yomim, you count first Hayom Yom Echad, Lefi the Cheshbon of the second day Pesach, then Hayom Shnei Yomim, and every single day, you'd count two. So that's the Balamori's Kasha. So Rashi, Lechayor, for this Kasha, would answer that if we'd be Noyek, Sveik Yom and Sfiris Oimeh, comes out, we would never be able to make a Brochon Sfiris Oimeh. So it's a svara to say that if you'd never be able to make a bracha, then it's better not to be noyeg sveik d'yoma and to be able to make a bracha than being noyeg sveik d'yoma and then you can't make a bracha. So that's lechira what Rashi would answer to this kasha, why we're not noyeg sveik d'yoma by sviris oime. But the Balamor doesn't understand. The Balamor says, he writes, because if you do it, then it'll be a zilzal of Yom Tov Shavuos, that Lefi, the second Cheshbon we're counting, then you'd still be counting on the first day Shavuos, Lefi, the second Cheshbon, if we're noyeg sveik d'yoma. So that's why we don't do it, because it would be a zilzal of Shavuos, because Shavuos shows that we're finished counting, and Lefi, the second Cheshbon, you'll still be counting on Shavuos. So that's why it's better not to count. But the Medayak, that why didn't he answer like Rashi, the Balamor, because why didn't he just answer? The reason why we're not noyeg sveik d'yoma is because it would be a bracha v'atola, it would be a sofik bracha v'atola, and you can't make a bracha, and that's why we don't do it, because you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Midlay Teretz Rashi is a raya that Taka he argues on Rashi, and Mistami holds that why is it not a bracha v'atola? Because the hefsek is the tzerich mitzvah, and he holds the hefsek the tzerich mitzvah is not a hefsek. So what would be the svaras in this machlekas? Lechira, the tzad that hefsek the tzerich mitzvah is not a hefsek is very posh, because the whole problem, you could say the whole problem of hefsek lechira is being misiach das. Here, when you weren't Messiah Das, you were still, you were doing it L'tzirich HaMitzvah, you weren't be Messiah Das for the Mitzvah, then it wouldn't be a Hefsuk. But what does Rashi hold, that even L'tzirich Mitzvah is a Hefsuk? So Kanazogan, that Rashi held, that besides for the problem of being Messiah Das, there's another problem there's another problem of Hefsuk, is that, like there's a din, as all Mitzvahs, Mavorach Lein, Uva L'Asiyosan, there's order, the way you have to do it. You have to first make the Bracha, and then the Mitzvah. So you can say Rashi also held that it has to be miyad, straight away, after you make the bracha, the next thing has to be the polos mitzvah. Even if the next thing I'm doing is is for the mitzvah, and it's a tzorich mitzvah, and I've got the mitzvah in mind and everything, but if it's not the mitzvah linked, then it would be called a hefsek. That's a Rashi held. And we can say that Dvar Avram wasn't holding like Rashi, and Dvar Avram was asking his shaila liba the Balamor, and that's why Dvar Avram also had a shaila benigea to the bracha, and he didn't have it posh at the economic bracha, because that didn't really be Rashi. Another thing we can answer, which would be shvel if Rashi and would only be for the Balamor, is it says Mechaba brings that Benegea to by the Seder night, and we do Moitzi Matzo Mor Kerech. So he says that Denez, you shouldn't speak from the Bracha Achilas Matzo until after you've finished Kerech. You shouldn't speak in between. Kedei is Loshnez. Kedei Shetochel HaBracha Af Al Kerech Hazu. The Bracha that you made Lechatchil on Achilas Matzo, on the Matzo itself, should continue and work for the kricha also. And the Mishabura's Mazbe, why do we want to do this? The Mishabura says because why we're doing kareich zeichel mikdash kehillel. Bimei hillel, then that is what they made the bracha. They made the bracha on the kareich. It didn't do matz itself, mar itself. They made the bracha straight on the kareich, and that's what it did. Because hillel held the matzah samarim yichlu, the mitzvah has to be when you do it together. So Hagam, nowadays we can't do that, because the Gemara says you can't do it nowadays, because now that Morer is only Derabonon, and Matzah is Deraisa, then there's a problem of Osi Tam Morer, Mevatel Tam Matzah, only when Matzah and Morer, that was Bizman Mikdosh, when both of them were Deraisa, then there wouldn't be a problem, and then it would be Shayach to be Mekayim the Hillel by eating them both together. Abizman said we can't do it. Still, Zok Mechabi, you should try not to speak from after your bracha which you made on the mats itself. At least that it should be, then we could get more of a zecha. Like in those days, there'd be mamash the bracha on the kricha, so now we should get more of a zecha, and the bracha should be held also on the kerich. So, first I'd shvern it that, what's it going to help? Kadesha tochel habrocha afala kricha. Once I've already eaten a kazayis, I make a bracha and I've eaten my kazayis of matzah by itself, that matzah, then the bracha is already finished. So what's it going to help? Waiting, what's it going to help? Not speaking, and maybe I'm going to try and be mekayim that the bracha should also be chal on the hillel, on the zeichel hillel. But I've already used up the bracha. Once I've had the kazayis, then the bracha is already finished. No, so elamai for that you'll say as lefi hillel, you're not yoitzah when you have matzah by itself. Lefi hillel, you'd only be yoitzah when you have them both together. So lefi hillel, then the bracha wasn't yet used up. But the cash is, if the bracha wasn't yet used up, the bracha doesn't get used on that achilas matzah by itself, then there's a different problem. The problem is that lefi hillel, the bracha, first I made the bracha, and then I ate a matzah which wasn't a mitzvah, because the only mitzvah is when you eat it together with maror. And only afterwards I did the mitzvah. So mela, it comes out, lefi hillel, that eating that matzah by itself was a hefsek min bracha la mitzvah. So if it's Hefzik la mitzvah, then what's the mechabad saying that I shouldn't speak? Kadesh tochel habracha af la kricha, that even if you hillel there should be a bracha chal on the kerich. L'chayra, anyway, there was a Hefzik in between, so the bracha won't be chal. Elamai, we'll have to say also here that the mechabad was going like the Balamor, and because it's not shaykh bizman hazeh to be mekayim the kerich, to make a bracha on the kerich straight, the only way to do it would be bizman hazeh, by first making a bracha on matzah itself and then eating the kerich, then that eating matzah itself wouldn't be considered as a hefsek between the bracha and the kerich lefi hillel, and that's why the Merkaba was telling you, but as long as that's not considered a hefsek, but don't talk, because speaking would be called a hefsek. That's what Mechabah was going with. So come to us, there's Machlokes Rashi Balamor, and the side of the Mechabah and side of Dvar Avram have to be going with Balamor, and they can't be going with Rashi. The problem is, as on this diuk, which we medayak before, that the Balamor is Chiluk and Rashi, Zdavas Fragin of the Diok, that it's not Meduik Bechlal, and it could really be the Balamor, there's no Raya the Balamor argues in Rashi, it could be really the Balamor agrees to Rashi, that even a Hefsek Latzerich Mitzvah would be called a Hefsek, and then Oibazoi would have Shved, that Dvar Avraham and Mechaba, because it comes out all the Rishonim would all hold Hefsek Latzerich Mitzvah have a Hefsek, so there would be no way to answer it. Because what was our Diok before from the Balamor, that he argues on Rashi, because when he asked the Kasha why we're not noyeg sveika diyoma by sfiras oimer, Rashi would just answer straight that it's a hefsek, and it would come out that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha, and he doesn't answer that. So that's what Mudaik that he's arguing. But it could be, I'm pregnant, it could be really he agrees. Really he agrees that it would be a hefsek, and a hefsek being bracha l'mitzvah is called a hefsek, that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. But just over here, by this sofik, is not a problem, because it's only when you have a real sofik and you're not sure, maybe it'll be the second one, then al atzad it's the second one, then I have to worry that the first one was a hefsek. But by sveika d'yoma, which we're noyag, it's not really a sofik. Really we know which one it is. So if you would answer like Rashi, it wouldn't be enough of a teretz, maybe, because it wouldn't be a teretz to say that it would be a hefsek, because I'd make sure that the one that I know is the real one, I'll be the cheshbon, which we know, then I'd say that first. I'd make the brocha and I'd say that first. And only afterwards, and then afterwards, I'd be noyeg, whatever we're noyeg, machmas veikud yoma, I'd be noyeg I can say even though the bracha is not chal in it, but it wouldn't stop me from making the bracha at all, because it wouldn't be a bracha levatolog, because I'm saying the right one. I know which one's the right one, so that I don't have to worry about hefsek al atzad is the second one, because I know which one I'm saying and I know that's the right one. And then oibazoy is not, there's no raya from the balamor that is chiluk and rashi, and would be shvet. No, so elamai, this wouldn't be a taina, because the whole reason we're noyeg sveik diyema bizman hazeh is because bimei hamikdash mehira yibana hamikdash and bimei hamikdash they were noyeg sveik diyema. If bimei hamikdash, then they really had a sofik. They didn't have the cheshbon that we have nowadays. Bimei hamikdash, they really had a sofik. And lefi, and then when they really had a sofik, then Rashi wouldn't be a teretz. Then it would be pointless for us to do it nowadays. If Bimei HaMikdash they couldn't do it, because Bimei HaMikdash they really had a sofik, then they taka couldn't make a brocha, and then Bimei HaMikdash Rashi would have a teretz why they didn't do sphere soimes sveik diyom in it. It's only for Bizman Hazeh that. It's only for Bizman Hazeh that Rashi that Rashi wouldn't have a teretz. So Ibazoi, the Balamor, he should answer that for that the reason why we don't do it Bizman Hazeh is because it's pointless, because Bizman HaMikdash they couldn't do it. Lefi, if he would have held like Rashi, then he would have then that should have been his teretz, that Bizman HaMikdash we couldn't do it Lefi Rashi, and that's what we don't do it nowadays. Because he didn't say that as a teretz, as a raya that he didn't hold like Rashi. And his taka yeh meduyak that the balamor is chilek, and he holds that and he holds as a hefsek l'tzirich mitzvah is not a hefsek, and the mechaban, we see that the lechayr that's l'aloch of the mechaban, the dvar rom are both being semich in it. All the achronim we see were being semich in it, so we see taka that the gedeh of hefsek is that you shouldn't be mesiach das, but there's no din that is. There's no stand-in that it has to be straight away miyad achar brocha has to be the ma'aseh mitzvah. Very nice.